All was still for a few moments. Firedrake's dragon fire still burned among the stones, crackling and hissing. Then suddenly, a dragon emerged from the stalactites and stalagmites at the back of the cave. This one was smaller than Firedrake, with more delicate limbs, but its scales shone with just the same silvery gleam.
"It's a she-dragon," whispered Sorrel. "Ye can tell by the horns they're straight, not curved like Firedrake's."
Ben nodded. The she-dragon snuffled and moved tentatively toward Firedrake. For a moment or so, they stood looking at each other in silence.
"You're not golden,"
the she-dragon said at last in a hoarse voice. Firedrake shook his head. "No," he replied. "I'm like you."
"Oh, I wasn't sure,"
said the she-dragon uncertainly. "I never seen the Golden One myself, but I've heard terrible tales of him. He's said to be very cunning, and sometimes he has small creatures with him." She looked curiously first at Sorrel, then at Berberchan. "These are brownies," said Firedrake. "You must have heard of them, too." The she-dragon frowned. "The stories say they let us down when we most needed their help."
"What?"
cried Berberchan indignantly.
"We never..."
Firedrake looked at him and shook his head. "Don't upset yourself," he said. "There'll be time for explanations later."
"Where are the others?"
asked Ben, stepping out of Firedrake's shadow. The she-dragon retreated in surprise.
"The dragon rider?" she whispered.
"The dragon rider's back?"
Ben bowed his head shyly.
"You ask where the others are?"
The she-dragon bent over him until the tip of her muzzle almost touched his nose.
"They're here. Look around you."
Baffled, Ben looked past her.
"Where?"
"There,"
replied the she-dragon, nodding toward the cave behind him. Sorrel whistled.
"Yes," she whispered. "She's right. There they are."
She climbed up on one of the mounds of rock that looked like crested dragon backs and patted the scaly stone. For once, she was speechless. Firedrake and the others looked up at her incredulously. Ben put out his hand and touched the gray rock tails and bowed necks of the dragons. The she-dragon came up behind him.
"There were 23 of us," she said. "But I'm the only one left. Maya the Reckless, they always called me. Moonstruck Maya."
She shook her head sadly. Firedrake turned to her. "What happened?"
"They didn't go out anymore," replied Maya in a low voice. "They stopped flying in the moonlight. Very slowly they changed. I warned them. I said forgetting the moon is more dangerous than the golden dragon. But they wouldn't listen to me. They became tired, sluggish, bad-tempered. They laughed at me when I went out in the moonlight or flew over the lake on nights when the moon was full. They were forever repeating the old tale of the golden dragon who would destroy us all if we didn't hide from him. Careful, they used to say when I wanted to go out. He's out there. He's lying in wait for us. But he never was. I told them so. Remember, I said, remember, there's another story. The tale of the dragon rider who will come back on the day when silver is worth more than gold. And with his aid, will defeat the golden dragon. But they only shook their heads and said the dragon rider was dead and gone and would never return. She looked at Ben. I was right, though. The dragon rider has come back.
Perhaps, said Firedrake, looking at the dragons now turned to stone. But someone else is back, too. Nettlebrand is here as well. Nettlebrand, the golden dragon.
He followed us, added Sorrel. He's down there in the lake.
Horrified, Maya looked at them.
The golden dragon? She asked blankly. So he really exists? And he's here?
He's been here often enough, said Berberchan. But he never found his way into this cave, and he won't find it now either.
Firedrake nodded. Nonetheless, we brought him here. I'm sorry. He bowed his head. I was so anxious to find this place that, without meaning to, I have led Nettlebrand to your door.
but I won't hide from him any longer. I will...
You'll do what?
Asked Maya.
A shudder ran over her scales.
I will fight him, replied Firedrake. I'll chase him away from here. I will hunt him. I will rid you of him forever, for I am tired of hiding.
Ben and the two brownies looked at each other in alarm. Fight him? Maya looked at Firedrake. I've wanted to do that 100 times, 1,000 times, when the others told me how he hunted them. The dragon eater, protected by his golden skin, armed by 1,000 ravenous teeth. Is he as terrible as they said?
They weren't exactly exaggerating, said Sorrel.
Firedrake nodded. Yes, he is terrible indeed, but I will fight him.
Yes, murmured Maya. She fell silent again, looking around at the cave that was suddenly so bright once more. I'll help you, she said. Together, perhaps we can do it. That's what I always told the others. United, we're stronger than he is. But they were too frightened to try. Sadly, she shook her head. You see what fear does to you? She pointed with her head to the petrified dragons. See how they cower there, motionless and lifeless? I don't want to end up like that. You know what I think? She came close to Firedrake. I think you were meant to bring him here. It was bound to be so, and the two of us will overcome him. Just as the old stories say, when the dragon rider returns, silver will be worth more than gold.
Just the two of you?
Oh, wonderful!
Insulted Sorrel wrinkled her nose. Don't you think you could use just a bit of help with all this fighting?
They didn't count me in either, said Ben.
Don't be silly. We can do with all the help we can get, said Firedrake, nuzzling Sorrel in her furry stomach.
Right! That makes 5 of us!
No, said Sorrel, perching on the tail of a stone dragon. No, 7. Twigleg and the rat, too.
Twigleg and Lola, cried Firedrake. They're still out there somewhere.
Oh, Moldy Matsutake, Berber Chan jumped up. They'll be waiting for us where we first landed. There's a mushroom cultivation tunnel that leads there. Come on, Sorrel, let's find them.
Just a moment. I have to get out of these human clothes.
Sorrel quickly stripped off the clothing the monks had given her for the flight, and the two brownies raced off together. Ben stayed in the cave with the two dragons.
A rat and a, twigleg? Asked Maya curiously.
Firedrake nodded. Neither of them is much bigger than one of your ears, but they are very brave. For a few moments they stood in silence, looking at the dragons who had turned to stone.
Could they be revived? Asked Ben.
Maya shook her head.
How could you bring the moon down here?
Perhaps Moondew would help? Ben looked inquiringly at Firedrake.
Moondew? Asked Maya.
Yes, you know what we mean, replied Firedrake. The dew that on any moonlit night gathers on the blue flowers growing down by the lake. If you lick it off the petals and leaves, you can fly by day as well as by night. Didn't you know?
Maya shook her head.
Forget it, said Ben. How are we going to collect dew from the flowers of Nettlebrand lurking down there in the lake? I have a few drops left, said Firedrake, but they would be hardly enough. And who knows? We may yet need them ourselves.
You're right, murmured Ben, disappointed, and he patted the scaly backs of the stone dragons.